Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is the end of summer. It's time for summer skin rescue. We are all guilty of being out in the sun, triggering melasma and brown spot production and photo damage, and the skin gets rough, dry, dehydrated, overheated. I take such great care of my skin, but one of the things I do every quarter is a peel. Every season needs a peel at the end of every quarter, and that's the end of summer to get rid of photo damage and brown spots, at the end of winter for dull, dehydrated skin, and at the end of springtime for that blast of rejuvenation. Every time we do a peel, we get collagen production. And I am a huge fan of peels, especially for someone like myself who has pigmented skin. One of the most important things I can do is avoid skin irritation and skin heat. And I see so much talk in the media about lasers, lasers, lasers. I love a good laser. Don't get me wrong. I'm also an energy device person. I use a ton of them in my practice. However, over the years, over 20 years of practice, over listening to companies tell me their lasers are safe for every skin type, and listening to people say it's not going to cause pigmentation, I'm here to tell you they're wrong. The skin, the dermis, the heat produced by heat-generating lasers does trigger melasma. I mean, for God's sake, sometimes just going to hot yoga or cooking in front of a hot stove triggers melasma. So for those of us that have pigmentation, chemical peels are the answer. So long story short, this is about chemical peels and three kind of depths of peels, kind of a light peel for superficial exfoliation, a medium strength peel, which takes off the top three layers of epidermis and rough weathered skin, and the deeper peels that go right down to the dermis. And so today we can talk a little bit about a deeper peel called a phenol peel. This is a very unusual peel. A chemical peel with a phenol peel, these things have been administered since the 1920s. It's one of the original, really deep, really life-changing peels that you can do. But with caution, if you ever are interested in a phenol peel, this is a perfect peel for someone who has a ton of fine lines, wrinkles, deeper wrinkles, lots of brown spots, someone who's a sun worshiper. Especially if you're a little bit older, it's almost going to give you the effect of a mini facelift because it tightens, it improves texture, tone, and skin brightness. This is generally administered by, it must be a physician. I don't want to make any exceptions for that because a phenol peel has chemicals that can be cardiac depressants. You have to be on monitoring, on checking your EKG during the procedure, and it can be quite painful, so we need to use really good high-quality anesthesia. Phenol, to some extent, self-anesthetizes. However, I think that the numbing process is important. Sometimes I'll do a nerve block with those, but you have to be monitored. It's one of the strongest chemical peels available in the aesthetic market, and generally, you have to get them specially compounded by a compounding chemist. And it can require sedation just to make sure you tolerate it well. It is on par with an ablative laser. It goes all the way down to the level of the dermis. And the results are pretty darn stunning. However, the downtime is there. It's a week of downtime. It's a very potent chemical. It's phenolic acid. It dissolves the bonds that hold together dead skin cells on the surface, triggering really nice, beautiful, baby fresh epidermis, and the collagen underneath is stronger, better, and tighter. When we apply this, we do the face in sections because the chemical is quite strong. We wait until the reaction, redness, and sometimes frosting on the skin goes away before we treat the next section. In total, it can take about an hour, hour and a half for this treatment to be done. And the biggest difference is the level of penetration. Going below the top layer and then reaching to the dermis of the skin. And like alpha hydroxy peels are our most superficial ones, next level down would be something like a TCA or trichloroacetic acid peel. Sometimes we do peels that are combination type peels. The Jesners incorporate several different ingredients to get like a strong depth as well as pigmentation treatment. And then there are the phenol peels. These are the heavy duty requires IV anesthesia and sedation, requires monitoring during the procedure, and results outstanding for all levels of peels. You are going to see brightness. Dermis that's improved is going to give you tightness, and I'm a big fan. So if you have limited downtime, you're going to do a lighter peel. And this is something like a glycolic, alpha hydroxy acid peel, or a combination peel. Very often these lighter peels can be done with microneedling. And the benefit being that you look lighter, brighter, tighter day one and day two. Day three and day four, you're going to get soft little eraser shavy peelies. And by day five and day six, you have fresh new baby skin. I highly encourage those of you who are in aesthetics to, number one, try it on yourself, and number two, definitely get your patients on a peel regimen. The skin needs turnover. As we get older, the skin does not turn over fast enough. We get adult dullness. Kids don't get this. Children and babies, they have bright, supple, beautiful, glowy skin all the time. Look at any playground. Look at those children. Look at their skin. Look at your own kids. Glowy, circulating, bright, fresh skin. This is what we need. And adults, why do we get dullness? We get slowing down of the turnover of the top layer of the epidermis. The skin cells sit, they expire, they die, they sit on the surface. And they don't leave the surface because our turnover rate slows down. Skin turnover slows down. Collagen production slows down. And to speed turnover, we need exfoliation. Well, there's only so much scrub you can use on your face two or three times a week, and that's a light exfoliation, and it's not uniform. And too much exfoliation with scrubs can be abrasive. Chemical peels are the way to dissolve the bonds between the dead skin cells and allow that to slough very uniformly without penetrating irregularly, and gives improvement with the brightness and luminosity of the skin and the roughness, the brown spots, the evening of the tone. So love a light strength peel or a medium strength peel, something like a VI peel or something like a TCA peel, anywhere from 5, 10%, 20% will be the stronger version of the TCA peel. And this is a medium depth peel, so a little more than light flakies. You might get sheets of skin that come off. And still, you can work day one and day two. And day three, four, five are the days you'll have flakiness. You can go to work. You're going to wear lipstick and eye makeup. You're going to go to work, but you're going to have moisturizer in your pocket, maybe some hydrating hyaluronic serum like our Deep Blue Hydration Serum. Whenever I do these peels, two things are my friends. The Deep Blue Hydration Serum to kind of smooth over the flakies so I don't look so interesting in front of all the patients. And then my Night Quench Cream, which is lipid-enriched, antioxidant-rich, green tea-rich. It is just lovely and full of water content, doesn't make you feel greasy. So the two of those kind of get you through that flaky, peely process. And remember, we're never lifting, picking, and pulling at these skin flakes. You can trim with the manicure scissors anything that's flaking, but when you pull off sheets of skin, you're going to get damage to the barrier layer and you're going to trigger inflammation, and we don't want the peel to heal with darkening. Phenol peels are super deep, and this is almost like getting an ablative laser treatment. So you're taking off all the epidermis down to the dermis and even some of the superficial layers of the dermis. So you're in the superficial dermis and mid dermis, down to mid dermis. We never want to get to deep dermis. We never want to destroy hair follicle level. We only want to see frosting that's mild to mild is what I stick with. I was going to say mild to moderate, but we stick with mild. And remember, this can take about 5 to 10 days to fully heal. I'll tell people to take off a week plus the weekend before, the weekend after. You definitely are going to have to use an occlusive dressing, which is typically kind of greasy, something like an Aquaphor or Vaseline. Or when I do CO2 lasers, we even use Crisco. Good old-fashioned Crisco. Yes, from the grocery store Crisco, because it's so rich and the fatty acids in that really help the skin to turn over and heal faster. So an occlusive layer of the greasy dressing like the Aquaphor, frequent lubrication. This minimizes cracking and breaking in the skin and exfoliation where sheets come off and it's skin barrier exposed, and we don't want you to get too weepy or oozy. So that sounds scary a little bit, but believe me, in the end of the week, this is the equivalent of getting a Fraxel laser, and actually even better. better, because it tightens the dermis and it triggers regenerative change within the dermis, thickening of the dermis, more water content and hydration of the dermis. You must be diligent after any peel to avoid sun exposure. A giant hat, sunglasses, being in the cool temperature. Can you go out if you've had a peel? Yes, with a huge hat, glasses, a fan, something to keep your skin cool. As soon as you start to feel your cheeks feel warm and flushed, get back indoors in the coolness. And that's true in general for melasma. When I feel the heat of the sun hitting my face and I'm driving home, I know that pigment is being created. That is our skin defense mechanism. So avoid allowing that heat to hit the skin. And hopefully, good enough avoidance, good enough sunscreen, good enough skincare, you'll never need a deep, deep phenol peel. But if you want to try one, definitely see a dermatologist, facial plastic surgeon, someone who specializes in really these difficult treatments. They're very deep and very effective, but you don't want to have someone who's a newbie touching your face. For my skincare line, we definitely do home peels. I have all levels. I recommend you have in your medicine cupboard a glycolic peel. We have 20% glycolic peel pads. That's right, 20%. These are amazing, and they really, if I use them once a week or twice a week, your skin will tingle. It's a little spicy, but the tingling stops in 5 minutes, then it's okay to go to bed with that on, and you wake up with just this amazing brightness. We are dissolving the bonds of the dead skin cells that sit, giving us the dull, you know, dry adult skin look. And we're trying to get back to the youthful skin. So always have that in your medicine cupboard. Have a great scrub. My perfecting polish is my absolute favorite. It's gentle. It's alpha hydroxyglycolic acids, also beta hydroxy. And the ingredients are not abrasive. We don't want to break the skin barrier. And then think about the slightly deeper peels, the light strength, which is our pretty at home peel. That you can do at home. It's 3 steps. We walk you through it on a FaceTime if you're not so sure what to do. But this one, I tell you, is really effective to do. You can do the monthly if you have acne scarring, if you have brown spots that are quite severe. Definitely try monthly to even your tone and texture, or just do them seasonally, once each quarter. Come into the office and do a brightening peel. To dramatically reduce melasma, we use the Cosmolan peel. And that's also something you can take home and do. We can ship it to you from anywhere in the country, and you'll do a FaceTime and make sure you're a good candidate, and then we'll walk you through the steps. But it's as easy as applying a layer of peanut butter to your whole face. And we're leaving that on. The Cosmolan stays on 8 hours, as long as possible. Sleep with it. And then there's a really nice regimen that you follow to make sure the pigment stays suppressed. Definitely something that can help you to turn the corner from fighting pigmentation. Like, sometimes we're putting on skincare ingredient after skincare ingredient after skincare ingredient, and we're just not seeing the change. And the reason being is because ingredients only penetrate so far. We sometimes need to get rid of the dull old top layer and allow brightness to occur and allow more penetration of these ingredients. And then lastly, come in and do something, you know, a little deeper. Treat yourself to a microneedling with pigment application products needled into the skin surface, so they get down to the dermis, down to the melanocyte level, where they can help turn off pigment that's dermally tattooed into your skin. And try a phenol peel. Make sure you have your cardiac enzymes, liver function, kidneys checked, blood work is required, EKG is required, all the things, but we can get you there. In the fraction of the cost of what it would do to, like, do a mini lift, you can get some amazing tightening. And if you've got, like, that Palm Springs skin of the older ladies that I see who live in Palm Springs, this is the peel for you. So, phenol peel, just something interesting for us to talk about. It was kind of trending, and I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, that there's so many peels out there. They're all wonderful for pigmentation. Avoid the heat. Try not to get sold laser package, because honestly, girls and guys out there, lasers and heat create sometimes really bad triggering of your melasma. And you may not see it right away. The before and after pictures they show you might be amazing, but are they showing you pictures 6 to 9 months out when the pigment starts to kick up? They're not. So I'm here to tell you that chemical peels are your friend for so many reasons. Work this into your regimen and get the best collagen and best skin of your life. All right, guys, that's it for now. I hope you stay bright and beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. That's Beauty by D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com, where you can find all those amazing products. And I'm trying to give you knowledge that's not so product specific. This is not about me selling my skincare. I'm telling you what I do, what I use. But these are things I've cultivated with 20 years of experience. And so I have your best interests at heart. That's it for now, guys. Stay so beautiful. Love you.